Thursday, Parshas Chukas, Shir Chav Zayin.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. I was a little taken by surprise. I was expecting the Olam had already done the sugya. But it's good. This is a very, very tifa sugya, mamish. A lot of very difficult cheshbon also, but it's a very nice sugya. We'll do Beis Hashem. Hopefully we'll get to the two dots in the bottom of the Yamed. Hopefully next week, and then we'll be able to do the Chazorah and the Bechina from Rabbi Elephant. The Gemara says, Ha yisuk avar me esrim ama. Your sukkah is above 20. Ubana ba amud shugavoya asara tvachim, and you built inside of it a amud which is 10 tvachim high. V'yesh ba hechsher sukkah, on the amud there is going to be a hechsher sukkah. So the amud sounds like it's pretty much an itztaba. I'm not 100% certain why we're calling this an amud and not calling it an itztaba. We'll see from the Rishonim that amud also over here doesn't have anything. It's solid. It has. It's I would assume it's also binyan avana metit, which is similar to itztaba. What's the difference between amud and itztaba? Assuming like Rashi that itztaba also is a solid structure. Shonim really asked the question, kind of like why over there it doesn't say garasik, but. The difference, maybe itztaba is a lower type of platform, and amud is a higher platform. This thing is supposed to be gavoya asara. It's 10 tefachim high. Yesh bechshir sukkah. Savar Abayi lemeimur gurasik mechitzta. Abayi thought to say gurasik mechitzta. Amalei Rava, beinu mechitzas nikaris v'leka. Rava says, no, what do you mean? But we need mechitzas nikaris. Says Rashi. Ubanaba amud gavayasa rochayk min hadafanois harbe. Says Rashi that the amud was very far from the defanois. Uboy hechsher sukkah sheish beroish sheva masha sheva masha. Why is Rashi saying that it's rochayk min hadafanois harbe? What's Rashi doing that for? Rashi's the Chorba Avorni that there's no Doifin Akuma. What do we need to discuss about Gurasik Mechitzta? Just say Doifin Akuma, it's going to be kosher. Rashi says it's more than four Amos from the Mechitzta, so you can't say Doifin Akuma. That's what Rashi says. The Ran seems to argue on Rashi. The Ran seems to say the reason why over here you can't say Doifin Akuma. Says the Ran, maybe even the Defanos are close. It's not Rochlik Ben Defanos Harabe. Still, you wouldn't be able to say Doifin Akuma. Why not? Says the Ran, because we have a klal of good Asik Mechitzta. Because we have a klal of good Asik, therefore, Le'inyin Shabbos. I would say that this is considered to be a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. We'll see the Rishonim about that. Therefore, in sukkah also, we can't then attach the outside walls to the amud because it's the chayra and it's in a different rishus. Because it's in a different rishus, therefore you can't say doifin akuma. I read the exact lashon of the Ran. If you want to look in the Ran on daf beis amud aleph in the Ran. He says, "V'garsina and su b'gemara, ha'isa gavar mechof amu ubana ba amud gavaya asar tvachim ubay hechshir sukkah sava vaylamim gurasik mechitz na mirava beinan mechitzas nikaris v'leka pirish v'yafal gav dil gavi shabbos amin gurasik lo amin alchik gavi sukkah beinan mechitzas nikaris kein dira v'lo dami l'schach schach again shad because over there it has mechitzas nikaris. Now it says these are the words that we want from the Ran. The Efshar, the Amud, Kivan to the Inyan Shabbos, Cholek Roshus La'atzmai, Even if you don't have from it to Dalet Amos, from the Amid to the Kaisel Dalet Amos, it's going to be possible. Why being lenient Shabbos chodek kushus la'atzmai? So therefore, over here we're not going to say doifin akuma. That's what the Ran says. Rashi seems to argue. Rashi seems to say that you need to have over here, it's rochik harbe. Rochuk min defines harbe. If you don't know what the machloikas is between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, Rashi and the Ran. What's the svara of the Ran? First of all, the Ran seems to say since le'inyan Shabbos, we do say good asik. So therefore, le'inyan Sukkah. Therefore, you can't say that it's going to. Shaila is, first of all, is that true? But no, it's the Ran is understanding the Gemara's svara of Savra Abaye Lameim or Gorasik Mechitzta. Come along, Rav says Bien Mechitzas Nikaras. Mechitzas Nikaras, said the Ran, is a svara only in Sukkah. Negate is Shabbos. Do we say good asik over here on the Amud? We do say good asik. But negate to Sukkah, we have a special svara of being on Mechitzas Nikaras. So being that there is a good asik here, it's just I can't use it, therefore I can no longer say doifin akuma. That's the way the Ran learns. And Rashi seems to argue. Maybe Rashi holds the svara of mechitzas nikaris is a svara also of negei to Shabbos. Some Rishonim say that the svara of mechitzas nikaris isn't only negei to Sukkah. We'll have to see what's the svara of mechitzas nikaris. Or maybe Rashi says otherwise. But according to the Ran, the Chayra, what's the svara we said of bechinat midin mechitzas nikaras? It's a special svara in Sukkah. What is the svara in Sukkah? Because it has to be ke'ein dira. So the Chayra, if that's true, we could say that this over here, this svara Abai Lameimer, the svara Abai Lameimer, the Avdalat Omer Aleph, are connected. We have a bay on Adalat Amar Aleph. What did Abai say? That it was a sukkah which was the srach was above 10. And the hutzim yardim l'soy chasara, the hutzim went into 10. Savar Abai Lameimer, if the hutzim are not silsim u'mecham, so it's going to be kosher. Comes along Rava and says, no, adiras rucha v'enam dova adiras rucha. What's a svara? Abai was saying, look, this technically doesn't really make a difference over here. Comes along Rav and says, yeah, but yeah, there has to be a significant dira. In a chanami mitzad the halacha, maybe it's okay, but there has to be a dira. In a darba dira srucha. Comes along the adavdal ramad beis. Abai says a similar type of svara. What's the svara of Abai? Svara Abai lemeimer. I have a machitza. Technically, there's a machitza, so technically it's okay. Comes Rav and says, "Yeah, but I need a dira in another dar, but dira without machitzas. In another dar without machitzas nikaras. Being a machitzas nikaras ke'ain dira. It has to be a dira. L'chayra, we'd say it's a similar machloika sover Abai lemeimer that he had a davdalat amid alf to davdalat amid beis.
You need machitzas nikaras because of dira."
That's what the Ran says. It's the Bikain Dira. A person doesn't live without. It's very nice. You have theoretical defanus. Good asik mechitzta, exactly how that works, whatever that is. But a person doesn't live a house without walls. Ein kaze davar. That's what the Ran says. So the Ran says the special svara only in Sukkah doesn't exist by Shabbos. If that's the case. So then, the Chayra, the Ran, and Abai, then Abai and Rava are repeating a similar type of conversation that they had on Dalet Amar Aleph. I don't know if that's a problem or if that's good. Is it identical machloikas? Maybe then why are they doing it twice? But it's a similar type of thing. On Amud Aleph, what did Abaye say? That technically the sukkah is okay. It says Rami, yeah, but in Dor B'Dir Sucha, it's very nice. It's technically a good sukkah, but it's not the way people live. Over here also, Abaye says technically you have Defanis. Says Rami, yeah, but it's not the way people live. It's not Kain Dira. That's the Chayr according to the way that the Ran is going to learn. Yeah, this Svara, I heard from Ramesh Baruch Kalashiner. He said that maybe perhaps these things should be, two of them should be Lishitasam, Dafdalam Alf and Dalam Beis. Another Shiloh which we have on the Ran is the Ran saying the reason is because our problem is because we need Mechitzas Nikaras. Shteltzach Lakasha, because that's to be Kein Dira. This person is on the Amud. Now, help me for a second. On the Amud, in theory, are there walls? You're on the Amud. Are there walls surrounding you?
No.
At all?
Surrounding you now where you are?
There are the walls of the sukkah. So there are, in theory, the walls that are surrounding you. Those walls are too far away to be the walls for the schach because they're outside of our Bahamas. Well, according to the Ran, they're even closer than our Bahamas, right? But they can't be the Defanis. But why can't you say it's Ke'ein Dira? Say it's Ke'ein Dira because I have I'm enclosed with walls. What's the svar of that's not needs to be Kein Dira? I have to be enclosed with walls. I'm enclosed with walls.
It's not chal walls for you for
it's
what we're trying
sukkah.
To
the,
stop it.
Itself has to be Dira. This comes from outside of the sukkah.
I would say the same thing. I would just use just a small difference in the Lashon. In other words, the Defanis themselves have to make you into a Dira. Something else, same thing that Chaim is saying. What do we have a similar type of Svara? We said, what happens if a person has to be able to see his Schach? So we said, what happens if a person has a sign that tells him, look up to see the Schach? The Sukkah is not telling you to see the Schach. It's something Mibachutz. Over here also, the Sukkah is not making you Kein Dira. There's something from outside of the Sukkah is making Kein Dira. The Chayr, that's not going to be good.
So according to this, when does Gerasek ever come to play?
Adrav, Gerasek is by Shabbos. And maybe it has nothing to do with sukkah. Maybe you'll never have good asik in sukkah. It could be you'll never have good asik in sukkah. In a charami.
Why isn't that?
In a charami. Let me see the Russian of. Hold on a second. The Russian of the Ran. Hold on a second. Ralph, you just hold that thought, Ralph. He's asking a good question. When do you say good asik for sukkah? Could be you never say good asik for sukkah. Lashon of the Ran is Afagav de Lagabe Shabbos Amrinun Gur Asik Le Amrinun Hachi Lagabe Sukkah. What does it sound like? Exactly what Avigdor was saying. There is no good Asik when Ogei to Sukkah. What? What? Hachi doesn't mean what? Hachi doesn't mean here. Hacha means here. We don't mean. That means the only meaning. Good asik. I don't think you say good asik at all. Well, actually, well, hold on a second. He does it over there in the case of Ptsimim, he might do it. Yeah. Achsad Yosheshua Ptsimim, over there, it's called Mechitzas Nikaris, and that Lachor, it says over there, good asik. words, if you have a case of mechitzas nikaris, could be over there, he says good asik. Okay. Anyway, this is the pshat at the moment of the Ran. We'll see the other Rishayim seem to say a little bit differently. Rashi says, what is the case over here where you have this good asik? It says, we spoke about this before, that Rashi on Daf Beit Dalet Amud Aleph also says that there's a din of Zayin Umashu. Now we ask the question that we lo matzino anywhere that there's a din of that the din of Sukkah Ketana has to be Zayin Umashu. The din of Sukkah is Zayin al Zayin. Why does Rashi say Zayin Umashu al Zayin Umashu? So we mentioned the Pnei Yeshua that says that over here, where we're doing good asik, so we have to take space out from the area in order to allow there to be defanos. Therefore, it has to be Zayin Umashu. And also on Amud Aleph, you have to take space out, even though over there were really defanos. Over here, so we said, over here, we understand why it says you need Zayin Umashu. Better. But over there, where there are real defanos, we said a different pshat. It's interesting that over here, Rashi says, Zayin Umashu al Zayin Umashu. On Amud Aleph, Rashi just said that you need Hechsher Sukkah Zayin Umashu. The reason is because over there, if we're assuming that the reason why you have Zayin Umashu is because of the fact that somehow we're missing a wall and we need Zayin Umashu, we need a wall. Over there, we only needed one wall. Over here, where we're going to need all the walls, so therefore we're going to need Zayin Umashu al Zayin Umashu. Maybe that's goof for why Rashi over here says you need more than that. What?
He doesn't mention Rosh
Hashanah here. He doesn't mention Rosh Hashanah at all, yeah. Says Rashi, good asik mechitzta. Shel amud, mi bechutz, saviv, higbiyam asara svivais roishai. Varish ben goiva yud. Vechashuva suka al roishai. Says Rashi, "Good asik mechitzta shel amud mi bechut saviv higbiam asara sivos roishoy. You lift them up 10 around his head. V'riyesh ben goiva asara v'chashuv asuka al roishoy v'doyv ne'amud v'fanisayin al yedei good asik v'schach shel ma'ala kashula de'inam la'ala mechof miroisha amud. From the top of the amud, it's less than 20. So therefore, it's going to be good." Rashi says, "What does good asik do? Good asik lifts the mechitzas of the amud asara sivais roishai." Sounds like from Rashi that good asik is only going to provide for you a mechitza of asara. Why is good asik going to provide you for you a mechitza of asara? L'chayra, Rashi's understanding that being that your amud, how tall is your amud? 10 tvachim. So how big can your good asik be al yidei your amud? 10 tvachim. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Haysa gvar mechof am bona amud bem tzu so gavay asar tvachim v'yish bech shesuka sava abayin lemei megur asik mechitzta keloymar havein belevavcha ki ilu chatachta v'helisa mechitza is mizeh amud." Understand in your heart as if you cut and elevated. Chatachta means you cut out and you lifted up your mechitza is mizeh amud. So how big are, how tall is your amud? Asara Tvachim. So how big can your good asik be? 10 Tvachim. That's as high as your good asik is going to go. So therefore, that's the way that you understand good asik. However, if you look, Maramakoimus, we gave in the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar. Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar says, good asik, oisen mechitzos shel amud, shemichutz saviv begoivam, kolayim ranarayim ki'ilu magian ad ha-sichuch. They reach until the sichuch. So according to Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, how high does good asik go? All the way to the schach. It seems like we have a machlokes here, Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel on one side, and Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar on the other side. Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel seem to say that how high up does your good asik go?
As high as your
amudus. Mashenkin, according to Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, how high is your good asik going to go? All the way up. What's the bira machlokes? The bira machlokes is in how do you understand the halacha mishmisina have good asik. The Rivan, we didn't photocopy it here. Rivan says, what does the word good mean? What is the word good? Says the Rivan, two pshatim in the word good. One pshat in the word good, he says, is to stretch. The other pshat in the word good is to cut. What does good asik mean? Does it mean good mean to stretch? Or does it mean to cut? Rivan says two pshatim. L'chayra, this is going to be machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar. Rashi seems to learn good asik is cutting, like the lashon of the Rabbeinu Chananel, kilu chatcha ve'elisa mechitzas, you cut it and you brought it up here. So how big was it? It's a cut and paste. How big was it down there? How big is it going to be up here? Masha'inkin, if you learn it to stretch, so how high can you stretch it? As high as you want. You can stretch it all the way.
Is it
like copy
based or
cutting
based? I mean, are we losing the
mechitza
on the bottom?
Well, over here it's not negeya. You're asking a theoretical question. It's a good question. Lu yehei, you had a case when there was a mechitza on the bottom. Would it be that can you sit in both of them together? Klepi, each one you could say that they have mechitza, but can I sit in both of them together? You understand what I'm saying? Avada klepi the bottom, you still have mechitza, but. Once on the top, is that considered as if I still have that mechitza or not? That's a good question. Another shaila would be as follows. Why do we need that the amud should be asara tvachim? Let's say the amud was only 5 tvachim. Why is that not good? Let's say the amud was only 5 tvachim.
According to Rashi, it's not a question.
According to Rashi, it's not a question why
you need 10
tvachim on the bottom in order to have 10 tvachim on the top. If you don't have 10 tvachim on top, then you don't have a defanus of 10 tvachim. But Masha'enkin, according to Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, that we're just saying that whatever's on the bottom just stretches, goes all the way up to the schach. So why b'chlal does it have to be 10 tvachim? The chur of the pshat is what? In order to say the din of good asik, first you have to start with the doifin. Just like we said, in order to say doifin akuma, it needs to be a doifin. So too, in order to say good asik, it needs to be a doifin. What makes it a doifin? Asara. Look, that's going to be the pshat. Yeah. So, Sukkum Tachais, so we have an interesting machlokes here between the Rishonim. However, the machlokes is going to be negated to something else, which is, according to Rashi, how big does my mechitza in my sukkah have to be? Or my doifin in my sukkah, how big does it have to be? How high does my mechitza have to be? 10 tvachim. Does it have to be bigger than 10 tvachim? No, it's just 10 tvachim. On top of 10 tvachim, there's no wall. Doesn't bother Rashi. Mechitzas of 10 tvachim is going to be kosher. And according to Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, how big does my mechitza have to be?
How
My doyfin? Seems like I has touched the schach. So let's say I have a regular sukkah, and I make my mechitzas 10 tvachim high, and my defanus are 10 amas high. My schach, are 10 amas high. My schach is 10 amas high. Why does that work? According to Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, why is that going to work?
Good
asik. According to Rashi, why is that going to work?
Because you have 10 tvachim
walls. L'chayra. L'chayra, that's going to be a machlekes, a moridik machlekes here between Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar and Rashi. L'chayra. Could be. It could be the machlokes has to do with how to understand what we need for sukkah. Could be Rabbeinu, it's enachan, I'm for sure, I'm going to get a machitza. In order to make a machitza, all I need is to be asar tvachim. I don't need more than asar tvachim. Actually, if I'm trying to have give it a din doifin, maybe in order to have a din doifin, it has to be magia ad aschach. In order for it to be a din doifin. Al kopan, and the Gemara's maskana is, comes along Rav and says, you need mechitzas nikaras. Why do you need nechitzas nikaras? So we saw that the Ran says the reason you need nechitzas nikaras is because midin sukkah. Sukkah needs nechitzas nikaras. And that's also the mashma in the Ritva. The Ritva says that there's a difference between sukkah and Shabbos. That by Shabbos, all you need to do is make a reshus la'atzmai. But however, benogeya to sukkah, so you need to have the mitzvah is bidefanois. So therefore, good asik mechitza is not going to work benogeya to sukkah because you need defanois, and defanois has to be something concrete. However, if you look in the Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, it seems to say a different svara. Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar says. Bina mechitzas nikaras kiloimar ki arminon good asik hani mili b'mechitzas anikaras kiloimar sheish lehem toich avo mechitzas shel amud ein lehem toich hilkach lav nikaras ninhu v'lo arminon mechitzas kidi ki hani good asik. It sounds like Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar is saying not that the pshat is that b'negeya to sukkah, even though there's a that you don't say the din of good asik. It sounds like from Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, the pshat is that we don't say good asik if a mechitza doesn't have a toich. Sailing in Shabbos, we don't say good asik. Even for Shabbos, we wouldn't say good asik. Because it's a din in good asik, it's not a din in sukkah. We learned in the Ran, in the Ritva, that the pshat is, Einach Hanami, you have good asik here, but good asik doesn't help you for sukkah. Why doesn't good asik help you for sukkah? Because you need kain dira. Therefore, you need defanis mamish. And virtual walls aren't going to be good enough walls. It sounds like from Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, it's not the pshat that virtual walls aren't good for sukkah. You don't have a virtual wall here. There is no good asik. When do you say good asik? Mechitzas sheyesh lahem toich. What does that mean, yesh lahem toich? It means that a mechitza that has an inside and an outside. When you're on an amud, so there's no inside of the mechitza because it's a solid amud. So therefore there's no inside. So when do we say good asik only we have an inside and outside? But in a chanami, this wouldn't be good asik, not benugeya to Shabbos, not benugeya to sukkah. So the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ahar bavarns. So why is it considered a shus la'atzmai on top of the amud? Says Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ahar, the amud, the chiyai gavner, shus ha'yochel, the Shabbos. Why is that? I feel munach b'shus ha'rabim. So he says, le'atzman nechitzas ninhu. It's just it's not going to be a good asik mechitza. Says the Rabbeinu Avraham, b'negei to Shabbos, I don't need to use good asik. It's a mechitza, but it's just not a mechitza of good asik. So b'negei to Shabbos, do I need it to reach the schach? Because there's no inyan of reaching the schach b'negei to Shabbos. So I have a mechitza down here, and that's enough.
What's the mechitza?
What?
Mechitza of the amud?
Yeah.
Okay.
No chitza on the omelet.
There's nothing extending on top of the omelet.
What did you say?
There's nothing extending on top of the omelet.
Right.
It's just the omelet itself.
Right, the omelet itself is the machitza. The Mi'iri says similar to the Rabbein Avraham Aron, but not exactly the same. The Mi'iri says that you don't need a machitza, because you have a merchak, because over here... Because it seems to be saying, because there's a distance between the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and this area, therefore, af beloy mechitzos, it's going to be good. But sukkah mechitzos anu tzrichim. The Rabbeinu Avraham Aron says it's a mechitza le'atzmoy. That's just not a mechitza of good asik. But according to the Ritva and according to the Ran, it seems like avada it's a mechitza. It's just that benegeda sukkah, you need to have mechitzas nikaris, and therefore it's not going to work. Nafkamina the chor would be as follows. What happens if a person has an amud? He has an amud. And next to the amud, he has at the same height of the amud, there's a wall. So you have here your amud. This is your amud of 10 tvachim. Next to the omelet, you have a wall just like this. Is that going to be kosher or not, or pasul? Inside on the omelet, is it going to be kosher or pasul? So, l'chayra, according to Rabban Ahar, over here, this machitza has a teich. If it has a teich, it can go all the way up. So therefore, the chayra can be kosher. Masha Enkein, according to Rashi, where the problem isn't the fact that it doesn't have a toich. The problem is that virtual walls can't be walls. So therefore, I don't care if the virtual walls of your amma, they were also good walls for Shabbos. Those are fine walls for Shabbos. We say good asik on these walls. It's just good asik is not going to help you for sukkah. So therefore, the sukkah is going to be possible. It doesn't make a difference which walls you're doing good asik in. Good asik doesn't work for sukkah. Why not? Because it's not mechitzas nikaras. The Choyra, according to Rashi and the Ran, we never say good asik is never going to... It's not the problem with the fact that you don't have good asik here. The problem is that good asik doesn't help you for sukkah because not mechitzas nikaras. Masha'enkin, according to Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, the Choyra says the only problem is that when you don't say good asik on mechitzas she'en lahem toich. Over here, the mechitzas don't have if I make a mechitza with a toich, so the Choyra over here could say good asik. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbanan. Notz arbu kondisin v'sichach al gabon. Person put four poles, and he put schach on top of the poles. Rabbi Yaakov machshir v'chacham poislam. Rabbi Yaakov says that the sukkah is going to be kosher. Chacham says poslam. Am Rav Huna machloikas al svas agag. Rav Huna says the machloikas is al svas agag. Rabbi Yaakov sabar amin good asik mechitzta. Rabbi Nassabi lo amin good asik mechitzta. Aber beem tzagag de beakol psula. If it's beem tzagag, you're not going to have good asik. Rabbi Nachman Amar beem tzagag machloikas. Rabbi Nachman says no, the machloikas is beem tzagag. Says Rashi, machloikas al svas agag. The mechitzas habayis techtea keneged. Bein a kundisin, v'ikel mei migur asik. V'hacha lo yamina bein a mechitzas nikars. Rashi's by warning. We said a minute ago. We just said that you need mechitzas nikars. Rashi says over here, we don't say that you need mechitzas nikaras. Tosva says, aval al svas agak ksher dibrei kol the choshev mechitzas nikaras tvei me'amid b'shem de nikaras babayis. Tosva says over here, it's called nikaras. Why? Because they're nikar babayis. Sounds like Tosva is also about varning the same kasha as Rashi. Rashi says over here, we don't need them to be nikaras. Hachol arminon b'inon mechitzas nikaras. Mashiach and Toysa says that it's called Nikaris because the Nikaris Babayis. Yeah. If you understand that you're taking the mechitzas from the bottom and you're bringing them to the top, so then the fact that they're nikaris babayis lechayra isn't going to help me on the top of the on the top of the gag, just because the nikaris babayis. But we're not seeing them as mechitzas in the bayis. We're seeing them as mechitzas up here. That's what Chaim asked that. Chaim Feller asked that Lachaira, if their mechitzas are up here, they're not going to mechitzas down there. So the fact that their mechitzas down there isn't going to help us. If you say the mechitzas down there are being moishech until up here, so I could say these mechitzas are nikaris babayis. But if I'm taking the mechitzas from down there and moving up here, so in Lachaira, the fact that they're making nikaris down there won't help us. And Lachanami Rashid says, it's not a pshat that Rashid says, it's not a pshat that down there in the nikaris that's good enough. Over here, lo armina bin mechitzas nikaris. So the shail is, what does Rashi mean to say that over here, lo yamina bina mechitzas nikaris? Why all of a sudden don't we need mechitzas nikaris? Before Rashi said, you need mechitzas nikaris. The chayra, Pshan Rashi is going to have to be that because over here we have the kundisan. Over here, the kundisan are going to make that you don't need mechitzas nikaris. We have to know exactly how does that sugya work, what's the idea. The Gemara speaks about over there according to one mandomer, even if it's Be'emtza gag machloikas. This is another discussion over here where we talk about how the what exactly is the relationship between the defanois and the kundisan. We'll Be'ez Hashem hopefully be able to continue with that on Sunday. I would like to just end with a thought on this week's parasha. This week, Moshe Rabbeinu does the fatal sin of the Chet of Mei Meriva. What exactly is the sin of Mei Meriva is not 100% clear, but somehow Moshe Rabbeinu did something wrong by hitting the rock. Instead of speaking to the rock. Rashi says, the Pasuk tells us, Vayom Hashem HaMoshe, Vel Aaron Yan, Lo Hemantem Bi Lahakdisheni Leinei Bnei Yisrael. You didn't believe to make a Lahakdisheni, to make a Kiddush Hashem. Leinei Bnei Yisrael. Lachin lo saviu es akol hazeh el eretz asher nasati lahem. Therefore, you will not be able to bring the kahal. Why did you not do a kiddush Hashem? Says Rashi. Sheilu dibartem el haselo. If you would have spoken to the rock, v'hoitzi, and it would have been moitzi mayim, I would be there would be a kiddush Hashem. They would say, "Ma sel is there? Ainu medaber ve'ainu shameya. Ainu tzarech lefarnasa mekayim dibur shel makom. It listens to the dibur of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kal v'chomer anu." Would have been a tremendous kiddush Hashem. So I heard a shayla that the maisa Moshe Rabbeinu took rock out of a stone. So why is that not a kiddush Hashem? It's not a kiddush Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu, no one else is able to take rock out of a stone. So the rock lemaisa was mitzi mayim. So it needed to be hit in order to be mitzi mayim. Still a kiddush Hashem. What does it mean? Yana sheloya mantem bi lakti sheni. You didn't believe in me to be mekadosh me. So. Tachsach, I heard a pshat. The pshat is that in a chanami there's a kiddush Hashem of sorts by hitting the rock, but there would have been a bigger kiddush Hashem by speaking to the rock. And if a person has an opportunity to do a bigger kiddush Hashem and he does a smaller kiddush Hashem, that's called a chil Hashem. Chil is when there's a void, when there's a space that could have been filled with the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not. There was an opportunity for us to do more, and we did less. That's considered to be Chil Hashem. The Goyin says, if a person has an opportunity to learn Torah, and even if he is learning Torah, but he's learning Torah, let's say he's learning Torah, and he's learning Chumash, and he could be learning Gemara. Says the Goyin, that's called Bittul Torah. It's Bittul Torah be'echus, not be'kamus. In the depths, a person is learning, but he's not, let's say a person's learning, but he's not chazering. A person's going to shul, and he's not writing notes. Says the Goyin, that's Bittul Torah. Why? Because he's not learning the Torah that as much as he's supposed to be learning. Over here, Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe he made a Kiddush Hashem, but he could have made a bigger Kiddush Hashem. And if a person could make a bigger Kiddush Hashem, he makes a smaller one, that's also called a Chil Hashem. A person has to realize that every single thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, every moment Hashem gives us, every strength that we have is supposed to be used for Avodas Hashem. If we have the ability to use it, if we have the opportunity to use it, so then we can't waste it. So a person says, I learned a lot this year, this man. I did a lot already. So, but he has opportunity to do more. So then not doing more is going to be a Chil Hashem. We have to make sure that every opportunity that we have, we use for the right things, and Beis Hashem, be able to finish the Zman strong. We have now 3 weeks left to the Zman. A lot of work to do still. Masechah Sukkah. Beis Hashem, Masiyat Deshmaya. We're going to continue shtaging. Have a good Shabbos. Great to see you.